Waitley on SEN.
My days off were largely taken up by grade 3 remote learning and NFL on Monday, Tuesday and Friday morning. So I'm deep into it in week 6 of what is a brilliant season. I do like this from JB and St Kilda. Skip Bayless's Twitter account made me dizzy, up and down, up and down. How about them Cowboys? Skip's final reference to the day's play was, "That was the most draining Cowboy win I have ever watched, and I've been a fan since 1961, an overtime thriller against the Patriots." Ben Graham is with me every Monday morning throughout this NFL season. Ned's same game multi available on every NFL game. Take it to the Ned's level. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858. Benny, welcome.
Oh, good morning, Jared. Yeah, what a game that was. By the Cowboys. When you think of the Patriots, they've won the last 6 games against the Cowboys. They go to New England, they take them on with a 4-1 record with the most balanced offense, and boy, they needed it. It looked like that the New England Patriots, they led for most of the first half and maybe most of the third quarter until they did take a 20-14 lead into the last quarter. But from then on, wow-wee. New England took the lead 21-20. The Cowboys missed the go-ahead field goal. Mac Jones threw an interception. Trayvon Diggs from the Cowboys with his 7th interception on the season for a pick 6. Went for 2, missed it. Oh, he was in overtime. He had to kick a field goal to get it to overtime. But it was just a brilliant performance by the Cowboys. They stamped their authority, not only on the NFC East. They take a 3-game lead in the East, but on the NFC, it was a fantastic performance and a heart stopper for Cowboys fans, that's for sure.
So, are we to be believers in the Cowboys? This is a portfolio that's been growing across the week. It's gone from, well, don't get sucked in by the games that they always win within their own division, to something much more substantial than that now at 5-1.
Yeah, no, I think you can believe based on last year and the ability of Dak Prescott to come back from that injury and improve defense led by Trayvon Diggs. Look, they haven't beaten another heavyweight of the competition yet. Their biggest win of the season was probably the Chargers back in week 2. But, you know, their loss in week 1 to the Buccaneers, they pushed them right to the wire. So, yes, the Cowboys are definitely in the NFC conversation. And it's week 6. They're really starting to separate these teams like the Cowboys and the Buccaneers, the Cardinals and the Rams. I mean, the Cardinals remain the only undefeated team, but the rest of those teams are 5-1. But the Dallas Cowboys are definitely now firmly entrenched in the conversation for the NFC.
It even made our news that the Jaguars had had their first win since week 1, 2020, and all the pressure that's been building around Urban Meyer. So this is a breakthrough for the most destitute of franchises.
Well, it certainly is, and good on the Jaguars too, in London. So they've played the most games in London than any other NFL franchise. They've now won 4 games. There's probably an argument to suggest there's more Jaguars fans in England than there is in Jacksonville right now, given their lack of success. But Trevor Lawrence gets his first win. He gets the game ball. They celebrated like they should. But yeah, and the funny thing is, Jared, in the NFL, as you know, it's so tight. And the AFC South is the weakest division in the NFL. They're only 2 games behind the Tennessee Titans, who I'm expecting to lose against Buffalo Bills tomorrow. You just never know. It might be the win that kickstarts their season because they are fairly talented. And, I mean, Urban Meyer, he gets his first win as coach, but that's how close the NFL can be. And in a weak division, anything can happen.
That's been quite a spectacle, the Urban Meyer story, over the past couple of weeks, if you've been following it. Hey, our game was the Ravens and the Chargers, and it's not so much that the Ravens won. They whacked the Chargers 34-6. I couldn't have been more shocked by the margin.
No, I don't think anyone was expecting this. We called this game expecting it to be the game of the morning. Justin Herbert versus Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson, he did not have his greatest game at quarterback, but you can tell what they're trying to do. They want him to stay in the pocket and work through his progression and wait for the plays to unfold. He's not tucking it and running it like he used to be. And that's the type of play that they're going to need from him down the stretch and in the playoffs. The defensive performance, though, to keep the Chargers, and they're a high-powered offense, the Chargers, to one touchdown was extraordinary. But it's the running game of the Ravens. Le'Veon Bell, Latavius Murray, and Devonta Freeman had 193 yards between them, including Jackson, and three touchdowns, which is a fantastic platform for any offense. And there's three experienced veteran running backs that will share those duties. But Jackson goes 9-0 now in October. He becomes the most winningest quarterback under the age of 25 with 34 wins, passing Dan Marino, who, as we know, is in the Hall of Fame. But this is, he's building an extraordinary season and adding strings to his bow based on what we saw last week, the ability to stand in the pocket, take the pressure, and pass the football. I wouldn't write the Chargers off. It's a one out of the box. They'll head into the bye. They'll restock. They probably won't even watch the film, given it was that bad right across the board. But the Ravens are certainly, they look to be improved on the last couple of years where they just fell at the last hurdle.
And the other notable result, which piqued my interest, was the Raiders did beat the Broncos 34-24 after a week where John Gruden got the sack during Monday Night Football, and they were able to win the next time out.
Yeah, this just goes to show that there's a fair amount of leadership in that locker room to be able to put that aside. It was a divided locker room at one point, given the controversy around the emails, but the right decision was made to move on from Gruden. Rich Bisacci is a special teams coach, but he is well-liked by the players. It was a good performance. We know both the Broncos and the Raiders started 3-0. They've dropped the last two games. It's an important AFC West division matchup. The Broncos, well, they couldn't get anything going. Even their third-ranked defense couldn't stop Derek Carr and Kenyon Drake and Josh Jacobs and Henry Ruggs. It was a really good performance by the Raiders, given that they have an interim coach. The other performance, which I was impressed by, which a lot of people picked the Cleveland Browns at home against the Cardinals, Cliff Kingsbury didn't make the trip because he tested positive to COVID. And they kept their undefeated season alive by beating the Browns. And the Browns are a little bit banged up. But it just goes to show that it's the work that you do during the week that can come out on the weekends, what we saw with the Cardinals and the work they obviously did at the Ravens, and those leaders in that locker room pulled the franchise together to get the win and move 4-2 in what is a tight AFC West, with the Chiefs, even though they won, still sitting in fourth place of that division. So it's going to hot up, especially for those Chiefs who are expected to explode this year.
It's a deeply intriguing season. Benny, great to catch up. Thanks a lot.
Good on you, Jared.
Ben Graham, each Monday, catch every touchdown on NFL Red Zone. Start watching today at NFLGamePass.com. The last match of Sunday over in the States is the Seahawks and the Steelers, which is shortly to get underway. A stack of good texts.